The Poet by Michael Connelly. Copyright 1996 by Michael Connelly and performance copyright 1996 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. This is for Philip Spitzer and Joel Gottler, great advisors and agents, but most of all, great friends. The Poet. 1. Death is my beat. I make my living from it. I forge my professional reputation on it. I treat it with the passion and precision of an undertaker, somber and sympathetic about it when I'm with the bereaved, a skilled craftsman with it when I'm alone. I've always thought the secret to dealing with death was to keep it at arm's length. That's the rule. Don't let it breathe in your face. But my rule didn't protect me. When the two detectives came for me and told me about Sean, a cold numbness quickly enveloped me. It was like I was on the other side of the aquarium window. I moved as if underwater, back and forth, and looked out at the rest of the world through the glass. From the back seat of their car, I could see my eyes in the rearview mirror, flashing each time we passed beneath a streetlight. I recognized the thousand-yard stare I had seen in the eyes of fresh widows I had interviewed over the years. I only knew one of the two detectives, Harold Wexler. I had met him a few months earlier when I stopped into the Bullet for a drink with Sean. They worked caps together on the Denver PD. I remember Sean called him Wex. Cops always use nicknames for each other. Wexler's is Wex, Sean's was Mac. It's some kind of tribal bonding thing. Some of the names...